რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათია. გთავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. გერმანიაში თავი აიფეთქა სირიელმა ტოლვილმა, სავარაუდოდ ისლამისტური მოტივით. დღეს იწყება შეერთებული შტატების დემოკრატიული პარტიის ყრილობა, რომელსაც პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატს დაასახელებენ. თურქეთმა გასცა 42 ჟურნალისტის დაპატიმრების ორდერი. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. გერმანიაში ბავარიის მხარის ქალაქ ანსბახში თავი აიფეთქა სირიელმა ტოლვილმა, სავარაუდოდ ისლამისტური მოტივით. აფეთქებამ, რომელიც გუშინს ახამოს მოეწყო ხიაცის ქვეშ ფესტივალისთვის გამოყოფილი ადგილის შესასვლელთან 12 ადამიანი დაჭრა. გერმანიის საინფორმაციო სააგენტო დპა ბავარიის შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის იოახიმ ჰერმანის განცხადებაზე მითითებითი უწყება, რომ სავარაუდოდ საქმე ეხება ისლამისტი თვითმკვლელის მიერ მოწყობილ თავდასხმას. ჰერმანის ინფორმაციით თავდამსხმელს ეკეთა ზურგჩანთა ასაფეთქებელი მოწყობილობით და ლითონის ნამსხროვებით, რასაც ბევრი ადამიანის სიცოცხლის მოსპობა შეეძლო. ანსბახის მერმა კართლაზაიდელმა დღეს დაუდასტურა ჟურნალისტებს, რომ თავდასხმა ასაფეთქებელი მოწყობილობით განხორციელდა. ჩემს ხელთ არსებული ინფორმაციით დაჭრილებს შორის არავის სიცოცხლე საფრთხეში არ არის, უმეტესილად მსუბუქად დაშავებულები არიან, უთხრა ჟურნალისტებს ანსბახის მერმა. აფეთქების გამო ფესტივალზე შეკრებილი 2000-ზე მეტი ადამიანის ევაკუაცია განხორციელდა. ბოლო დღეებში გერმანიაში რამდენიმე თავდასხმა მოეწყო, ასევე გუშინ 24 ივლისს ოღონდ უფრო ადრე, ასევე სირიელმა ტოლვილმა ცივი იარაღით მოკლა ქალი და კიდევ 2 ადამიანი დაჭრა ქალაქ როიტლინგენში. ის პოლიციამ დააპატიმრა. ხოლო 22 ივლისს ირანული წარმოშობის გერმანელმა 9 ადამიანი მოკლა მიუნხენში, ვიდრე თავს მოეკლავდა. დღეს იწყება შეერთებული შტატების დემოკრატიული პარტიის ყრილობა, რომელსაც პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატს სავარაუდოდ ჰილარი კლინტონს დაასახელებენ. უშუალოდ შეკრების დაწყებამდე დემოკრატიული პარტია რეაგირებას ახდენს ელექტრონული ფოსტით მიმოწერის გაშონვის შედეგად ინფორმაციის გავრცელებაზე. კლინტონის საარჩევნო კამპანიის მენეჯერის რობი მუკის ვარაუდით, რუსეთის სახელმწიფო წარმომადგენლების ხელი ურევია დემოკრატების ელექტრონული წერილების გაშონვაში და მისანია საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების დროს კლინტონის რესპუბლიკელი მეტოქის დონალდ ტრამპის დახმარება. ტრამპს არაერთხელ ყავს შექებული რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმირ პუტინი და ნათქვამი აქვს, რომ პრეზიდენტად არჩევის შემთხვევაში მოსკოვთან ურთიერთობას გაუმჯობესებს. როგორც რობი მუკმა ტელეკომპანია CNN-თან ინტერვიუში თქვა, ის არ ფიქრობს, რომ ელექტრონული წერილების შემთხვევით გამოქვეყნდა უშუალოდ დემოკრატების ყრილობის დაწყებამდე. ყრილობა დღეს იწყება ფილადელფიაში. თურქეთმა გასცა 42 ჟურნალისტის დაპატიმრების ორდერი. ამ ნაბიჯით გრძელდება რეპრესიები, რომლებსაც თურქეთში მიმართავენ 15 ივლისის წარუმატებელი სამხედრო გადატრიალების მცდელობის შემდეგ. იმ პირებს შორის, ვისი დაპატიმრების ორდერებიც გასცეს, არის ცნობილი კომენტატორი და ყოფილი პარლამენტარი ნაზინ ილიჩაკი. ილიჩაკი 2003 წელს დაითხოვეს მთავრობის მომხრე გაზეთ შაბაჰიდან იმის გამო, რომ გააკრიტიკა კორუფციულ სკანდალში გახოვილი მინისტრები. ანკარას ჯერ კიდევ პუჩის მცდელობამდე აკრიტიკებდნენ პრესის თავისუფლების შეზღუდვისთვის, ხოლო პუჩის მცდელობის შემდეგ თურქეთში დააკავეს სან სამსახურებიდან დაითხოვეს 60,000-ზე მეტი ჯარისკაცი, პოლიციელი, მოსამართლე, მასწავლებელი, საჯარო მოხელე. ერდოანის თურქეთის პრეზიდენტის განცხადებით, ის მსად არის ისევ შემოიღოს სიკვდილით დასჯაც, თუ ამას ხალხი მოითხოვს. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტის სასახლეში იმართება პრეზიდენტის გიორგი მარგველაშვილის და საკონსტიტუციო სასამართლოს სამჯდომარე გიორგი პაპუაშვილის შეხვედრა. დახურულ კარს მიღმა შეხვედრა სინოცხოთა პაპუაშვილის განცხადება საკონსტიტუციო სასამართლოს ზოგ მოსამართლეზე ზეწოლის შესახებ. და ბოლოს, ივანე ჯავახიშვილის სახელობის თბილისის სახელმწიფო უნივერსიტეტის ცნობით გრაკლიანის უნიკალური წარწერა ძველი წელთაღრიცხვით მეათე საუკუნეებს მიაკუთვნა შეერთებული შტატების ქალაქ მაიამის ლაბორატორია. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, You are now inside the Soul Lounge.
We're going to start the second half of the show off with a hip-hop quartet representing the Southern way of being. They call themselves the Nappy Roots, and they came together back in 1995. Right now, they're about six albums in, including their latest called The 40 Acres Project. If you want to know what that's a reference to, you might want to Google 40 Acres and a Mule. But it's not that heavy of an album. In fact, their first single is a feel-good joint. It's called Good Day. This is Nappy Roots inside the Soul Lounge.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up and I
like
said,
this.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
we're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all
colors to my phone, orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. Oh no, hell no, boy. Still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry, mustard, hot sauce, light bread, French fries. Love for the big guy. Hit the park, boys showing off the hops. Nappy Roots on the radio, and you know what about? Last night hit the pick three, bought some Air Force Ones, four tall tees. Man, I'm loving BG. Car cleaned up, now I'm ready to play. Make a call to the stick, say I'm headed that way. Heard my cousin cooking out, I gotta give me a play. Got this new outfit, ain't even out in the state. So fame speaking too soon, but this a hell of a day. And the sticky got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunner shades on and the grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK. Hey.
Exactly what the children saying. Take the day off, hit the park and just hang. Barbecue, roll a few and put up the deuce. And if it's beef, put the piece down, throw up the dukes. It's time to change our ways so we can save the day. For the children's sake and make a better place to play. And if it's all good, break out your coupe and grip your wood. And if you're riding dirty, light your spliff and blow your but do it real big, exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rep your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind. Forever in a day, the choice you make is really all fine.
And all my homies gonna ride today. And all these mommies look fly today. And all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day. And ain't nobody gotta cry today. Cause ain't nobody gonna die today. You can save that trouble for another day. Hey, we're gonna have a good day. And all my homies gonna ride today. And all these mommies look fly today. And all we wanna do is get by today.
Before
tonight like a weekend ago. You in or you out or you playing the fold? We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more. That you shouldn't know. I feel like it's just you and me on the floor. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take it back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more.
Jendena, the Nigerian-American artist signed to Janelle Monae's Wonderland Records, gives us a taste of his West African rhythmic roots with that cut called A Little Bit More from his new album, Long Live the Chief. Coming up next, Alicia Cara with a beautiful song about love and self-acceptance. I want you to take a listen to the lyrics, and then I want you to go find the video. It is absolutely beautiful and so powerful. This song is called Scars to Your Beautiful. Inside the Soul Lounge.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says, beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect. She don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, oh. So to all the girls that's
bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful. No better you than the you that you are. No better life than the life we're living. No better time for you to shine your star. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful.
Music is the language of the soul.
Let me make your body go. Now let me make your body go. So let me make your body go. I said it feels so good, I'ma sing it again. Now let me make your body go. Let me make your body go. Oh, babe, let me make your body go. If it feels good to you, baby, say yeah.
Can't dismiss, though my past has left me bruised. I ain't hiding from the truth when the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to break it. Heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on,
holding on, holding on,
holding on. I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth when the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to break it. Heaven knows that I can't shake it, can't shake it.
Holding on, holding on, girl, I'm holding.
But it's holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on and it's holding strong, even though I tried to break it. Heaven knows that I can't shake it.
Holding on, holding on,
holding on,
holding on.
It keeps
holding on.
Hey, holding on.
You better believe
believe I'm holding.
Holding on.
Girl.
Music from Jasmine Gregory Porter featuring Kim. That's called Holding On. Before that, we heard from Luke James, who's going to be starring in the New Edition biopic as Johnny Gill. It's going to air on BET in 2017. Well, darlings, with that, our time is up. And I just want to say thank you once again for joining us inside the Soul Lounge. If you have a request, if you have a question, you just want to say hey or shout out anything, you can find me on social media by searching VOA Lady DJ. And until we meet again, I want you to make sure you take care of yourselves, but most importantly, each other. Peace.
Said I'd be gone by 5, but it's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night usually means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, you look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. If I'm being honest with you, we got way too much in common. I'm being honest with you. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me? If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Home too. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me? If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Home too. We used to talk till midnight, all those days that you stayed at my house. We were just passing the time when we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Getting high on our supply and we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Home too. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Home too.
R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience. You are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome to the second half of the Soul Lounge. We're going to get right into it with new music from Sisters With Voices, affectionately known as SWV. These ladies had a hugely successful run back in the 1990s. They've sold over 20 million records, making them one of the most successful female groups ever. SWV was originally a gospel group, but decided to focus on secular R&B during the height of their career. After taking a break from the group to focus on their families and their solo careers, the trio came together for a highly anticipated reunion in 2011. They released an album that did pretty well on the iTunes chart, and they continue to work on new music. Here is their latest offering. It's SWV with Ain't No Man inside the Soul Lounge.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Be the spoon, I be the stirring craze, be the power. I say,
That was Raheem Devon with the latest single from his album Love, Sex, and Passion. An ode to African-American women is what he calls it. By the way, he just released the video for Black Ice Cream, and as you can imagine, it's pretty steamy. You can find it online if you choose. Coming up next, Stacey Barth. She is a Grammy-nominated songwriter who has penned songs for Rihanna, Brandy, Kelly Rowland, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, among others. Now, while she was working behind the scenes, she also released 4 EPs, but this year she dropped her first full-length album called Becoming. From that album, here is You Wonder Why inside the Soul Lounge.
With all these conditions on it, you feel like a fortress I'm climbing, but I can't get over. I'm tired. Why ask why when you know? Why ask why when you know? And you wonder why, wonder why we could never really be.
Time now for Strong in the City with my friend, Nikki Strong. Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
I'm fine, Shauna. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you.
So we're talking movies today, or one movie in particular that is finally or soon to be greenlighted for production.
Finally.
What is this?
Richard Pryor, the biopic This movie has been like 9 years in the making. It's gone through various production houses, different casting changes, but now finally Lee Daniels with his partner Harvey Weinstein, who did The Butler together, they'll be directing it. Bill Condon is writing it, and I'm excited. So Mike Epps has been casted. Now, he was Richard Pryor's preference when Richard Pryor was around. He chose Mike Epps.
Okay, now Mike Epps, of course, is a comedian.
Yes.
This
yes.
would be one of the only. I mean, he's done some other somewhat serious roles. I saw Mike Epps in the Bessie Smith biopic mm-hmm. that starred Queen Latifah,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he did a pretty good job there. Mm-hmm. That was a somewhat a serious role. So, but this will be our first time seeing him on that scale in a serious role, because even though Richard Pryor was a comedian, there are a lot of dark moments in his life.
Well, Richard Pryor, as you know, is one of the most influential comedians of all time, and one of the most brilliant and very conflicted. As you know, the biopic will tell you, he was raised in the brothel by his grandmother. His mother abandoned him when he was 10 years old. He was sexually abused when he was 7. And he had a way of bringing all of that pain to the stage in comedy, and was very insightful about race and contemporary issues, and has influenced. It was Jerry Seinfeld that called Richard Pryor the Picasso of our profession. He was an artist, mm-hmm. and he was brilliant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so Oprah Winfrey is part of the project now.
Okay, and she is going to play his grandmother, correct?
Yes, yeah, so mm-hmm. this is going to be a heavy role for Oprah Winfrey, mm-hmm. because this is a woman who's mean-spirited, who runs a brothel,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure has her own tragic story mm-hmm. that brought her to the place that she is.
Sure, sure.
So she plays that. Eddie Murphy is going to be playing his father.
Okay.
Leroy Buck Carter, who is a former boxer mm-hmm. as well as a hustler.
Now, I thought that was interesting when I heard Eddie Murphy, because originally I thought, well, is Eddie Murphy playing Richard Pryor? Because there was a lot of talk about
yes.
which comedian would be in a position to do that. But
there are so many. Any black comedian has been influenced by Richard
right.
Pryor, and if had the opportunity, would want to do it. And we know that Eddie Murphy has the acting chops to be able to pull that off
mm-hmm.
as well. But there is actually some of the tapes. I think Marlon Wayans was casted at one point.
Yeah.
And there's an audition tape of him out in a very heavy scene when Richard Pryor's in therapy. It may
yeah.
be his audition tape.
Yeah.
But it's pretty hefty. It was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mike Epps had to audition and it blew Lee Daniels away. So Richard Pryor originally wanted Mike Epps. Mike Epps re-auditioned. And Lee Daniels was like, yes.
I think he's going to do a good job. I think he's going to do. I spent some time on, when I was researching this, I spent some time on the, the message boards, the comments.
Sure.
And people weren't quite sure. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we haven't seen Mike in that kind of role.
Sure.
But I think he'll do a great job.
This would be a phenomenal breakout role. It could be, depending on how good the film really is, it could be an Oscar.
Yeah.
It could be like, you know, Jamie Foxx with Ray.
Yeah, yeah, it could be. Well, so the movie is not yet in production. So apparently Lee was trying to get all this together before.
Yes, it's going to go into production in March of 2016.
Okay. And then it usually takes a while for these things yes. to actually be made.
But they're trying to get it in time for the Oscars.
Okay, okay.
So we'll see.
We hope
they don't compromise the quality for the sake of getting it in on time.
Right, right.
But
right.
It's been a long time coming. So I'm excited, and I'm very hopeful that they'll do his story justice.
Yeah, I think they will. Lee Daniels is good. He's good. He knows what he's doing. I want to say this too. I thought it was
yes.
really interesting because, you do research about these artists,
mm-hmm.
not only musical artists, but in the case of a comedian. And in doing it, I thought, you know, with the confidence that he exuded in his later
mm-hmm.
life, Richard
yes.
Pryor, it's hard to imagine that there was a time early in his career where he didn't have that, where he was really nervous. And
yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that Nina Simone in an interview said that he opened for her and he was so nervous that right before going on stage
mm-hmm.
she literally had to coddle him like a baby
wow.
and soothe him so that he'd be able to go out on stage. And she thought she'd only have to do it the first night
yes.
but every night he opened for her she had to do the very same thing. So
wow.
I think that says a lot about his process and yes. his internal struggle
yes.
that we may not have been able to see on the stage. So
yes.
And about her, too, that, yeah. that she was, yeah. you know, kind enough to do that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so. We're going to see all of that, I presume, in the biopic.
I hope so. I hope so. All right. Speaking of Nina Simone, thank you, Nikki. Appreciate
thank you, Shauna.
I think we'll maybe hit a little Nina Simone as our old school soul. So here she is, Nina Simone, inside the Soul Lounge.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new
This is the Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ. Coming up next, out of the UK, an artist called Quabs. He is a former lead singer of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra in the UK. When he was just 12 years old, he was asked to put together a special performance at Buckingham Palace from there, and he bowled them over. They were so impressed. He's done a number of television shows, and now he is gaining international exposure. I love this next cut. It's called Perfect Ruin, inside the Soul Lounge.
How long can lovers stand to prove they were right? Why did I fold my hand? Why choose another fight?
Somehow it talks.
That does it for us inside the Soul Lounge. As always, I thank you for hanging out, for enjoying the music, for allowing me to expose you to the music that makes my soul feel so good, with hopes that the same has happened for you. We will do it again next week, and I just want to remind you that if you've missed any of the shows or you want to go back and hear some of our older shows, you can go online to voanews.com/soul lounge to hear some of the archives. And if you go to the TV tab, you'll see some of the interviews and performances that I've done with artists in the past, including Ledisi and Avery Sunshine. Take care of yourselves and each other until we meet again. Bye-bye.
უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება არის თავისუფალი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, ისეთი პოლიტიკური სივრცე, სადაც ნებისმიერი რასის, ეროვნების, სქესის ადამიანს შეიძლება თანაბრად მონაწილეობა, აქტიური მონაწილეობის მიღება საზოგადოებრივ საქმიანობაში. ეს არის ჩემთვის თავისუფლება.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge. We'll be right back.